This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden on the DJB get together. I'm almost forgetting Jennifer. It's like she's been gone for so long. Who remembers her? Where is she? Why isn't she here? That's the story that I want to bottom line. Lots of stories this week. The charts for the week of September 12th to the 16th, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. The usual focus on sports and that kind of stuff, which we don't get into here. You know what I don't see in the top list is the Mega Millions winning numbers. Look at this. 6, 15, 17, 39, 56, 15. Hike! No winners. $133 million could be yours for the drawing. What is it, tomorrow night? When do they do Mega Millions? Wednesday and Saturday?
I don't know, but I'm going to buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket, wow.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm not buy a ticket.
No?
Why? Oh, I know. Rich's whole investment tip.
I'm telling you, at your age,
I don't really buy lottery tickets, though.
I know. But I just, in this book, he said the people that don't have money and go out and buy lottery tickets and hope they're going to hit it big, if they took all the money and they rolled it into their 401k that they spent on lottery tickets over the years, they'd have $1 million.
Let's hear it for all that money. Yay! Powerball.
30 years old, roll that money into it.
$244 million in Powerball at the moment for the next drawing. For those of you who are into it, the drawing was Thursday night, 10, 11, 23, 28, 31, 14. The only reason that I even brought this up is because for the first time in my life, I bought a Mega Million ticket that had one number that was a winner in it. One of the six of them. It's the first time ever. I don't buy many
tickets. For you,
tickets.
It's too late. Buy the lottery tickets.
What numbers are they getting?
You don't have time for a 401k.
Richie's investment scheme doesn't work for me because I'm too old.
Don't work for me either. I'm in line behind you at the 7-Eleven.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So there was a drawing Wednesday and there was no winner?
No. In either one of them this week.
Oh. Okay.
But I had one. I bought a Powerball ticket and I bought a Mega Millions ticket. And I had one number. The first number was one, and that was it. That's all I ever. And I've never had anything even close in that. Just for fun, we buy the tickets and say, okay, we'll split it if the money comes in. All right, there it is. $1. I probably did win. I don't follow it back, but there are always winners of various things. Like if you have all five numbers and not the Powerball number, you get $1 million or something like that. Isn't that how it works? I'm close to that, I think. Anyway.
Something like that, yeah. Right. You get an extra bump if you have the Powerball number.
You have a better chance of going into a bar and having Bill Murray mix you a drink this weekend than you do winning the lottery. In fact, you got a pretty good... If you're in New York like Victoria is, you could go to the bar and to the Brooklyn Bar that his son owns and get him to mix you a drink. He's going to tend bar this weekend at... This bar, what's the name of it? South by Southwest, I think, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
No.
I don't really know Brooklyn. I don't know Brooklyn.
You don't know Brooklyn?
I do.
21 Greenpoint.
If you knew Brooklyn like I know Brooklyn. 21 Greenpoint is the... And so you say, why would Bill Murray, as eccentric as he is, want to tend bar in Brooklyn? And the reason for that is, Richie...
Because it's his kid's bar.
Owns the bar.
But that doesn't really mean much because he's done this before.
Oh, he has?
But yeah, in 2010, he almost melted the internet when he just kind of walked into a bar. Austin's Shangri-La Bar during South by Southwest and just started bartending. And the South by Southwest Festival is all a bunch of tech geeks doing music stuff. Yeah. And it just went crazy on the internet.
He's hilarious like that. It's an urban legend, but it turned out to be true. He admitted it in an interview. People started posting pictures of pints of beer, and they said, Bill Murray just walked up and drank my beer and said, and put it down, took a sip of beer, put it back down, and said, no one's ever going to believe you, knowing that people would hit up the internet, and then he would walk away before they could get a picture of it. So all they had left was a half-drunk beer, and it turns out that was something he was doing for a while just to be goofy and silly. So
is it really that, or is he just looking for attention?
Why is he a little crazy like that?
That is just how he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are crazy anyway. The craziest thing has happened in the last 24 hours. Donald Trump believes Obama was born in America. What's more crazy than that? Under the circumstances, all of that stuff. So anyway, it's the funniest thing with Donald Trump was Jimmy Fallon messing with his hair. We have an excerpt from that conversation in a little bit here. If you're big into the hair, I think the hair bit became old, but then this was kind of a cute way of dealing with it, one way or the other. Presidential race number one on the talkers charts this week, no surprise there. Candidates' health issue number two, the refugee policy. I dug into that yesterday, looking around at what the big hubbub was, and it is the proposal from the president to have 25,000 more people come into our country than had been the circumstance before. I don't see any reason for that at all. I don't see any reason for us letting anybody in that we don't really know, that we can't really check out. I just don't see the reason. We are part of the international community. We actually created the mess. Maybe we should have more of them here than everybody else because we created the mess that created Daesh, that created the situation where all of them went into Europe and now some of them are coming over here. It's just a mess. That's all there is to it. It's a mess. It's so aggressive. The whole business about, and nobody gets to the root cause. It's too late to get to the root cause of it. That's one of those things. You can't solve. You can't get to the root cause anymore because it's too late. So now what do? We keep making the same mistakes over again. What do they say about the definition of insanity? When you repeat the same thing over and over again, expect a different result?
Yeah.
We do the same thing over and over again, and we have the same screw up, and now he wants us to bring in another 25,000 immigrants? No, 14 after the hour. Let's talk about what's in your body. What's the best part of your body, Victoria?
My brain.
Your brain. Okay. So I got something that's good for your brain. Richie, what's the best part of your body?
Shoulders, knees.
Shoulders and knees. Okay. Yeah. I got something that's good for that as well. And no matter what part of your body you like the best, the folks that put together Superbeats have done a great service. It is a fabulous product. If you're ready to try your own Superbeats superfood, then perhaps you'll call 800-655-4183 right now while you're thinking about it. And who listens, unless there are new people, who listens to this program has not heard my discussion about this hot nutrition product. It is Super Beats. I drink it. Richie drinks it. Victoria drinks it. The athletes, marathon runners, anybody who wants more from their fitness program, all drink Super Beats. The best shape of your life. If you eat healthier, commit yourself to daily workouts, drink your Super Beats, you will be on the road to a long and very healthy life. So, again, there's no mystery to this. 800-655-4183. If you haven't tried it, then this is really the reason I have these conversations. People who are on it, who have tried it, who are using the product, they don't need me to remind them. But if you haven't tried it, this is a good place for you to start. Looking for a way to increase the nitric oxide levels in your system using beets, because that's what beets have as the main ingredient. These are non-GMO beets that are cooked, they're dried, they're powdered. Get a teaspoon of it in the canister, put it in a glass of water or some kind of power drink and drink it, and wow! It does what it's supposed to do naturally. naturally. It's shocking, actually, how quickly you'll feel and how wonderfully well you'll feel taking this, because the blood gets to all parts of your body, your muscles, your brain, all of the elements, every single organ, out to the tips of your fingers, everywhere. Blood is the secret to good, healthy, long life. 800-655-4183. Don't take my word for it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on this program, recommends it. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's on this program, recommends it. And so do hundreds and thousands of other people who have revived their withering organs by this boost of nitric oxide that comes from Superbeats. 800-655-4183. Richie and Victoria get surprised every time I talk about this. I got a different angle, but it's easy to talk about this stuff because it's working so well for so many people. Have it work for you. 800-655-4183. Get a free 30-day supply when you have your first order. You can order it online too if you'd like at DougLikesBeats.com.
It's time for the biggest bridal sale of the season at David's Bridal, where you'll find the perfect dress for your style and your budget. Select wedding dresses, originally $300 to $600, are now just $99. Plus, take $20 off all bridesmaid dresses and save on everything for your head-to-toe look, including veils, shoes, lingerie, and more. Hurry in. This sale ends October 4th, only at David's Bridal.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
One of the things we've neglected this week in conversation has been the follow-up to Zika World, the Zika Zone in Miami.
Zika World.
The Zika Zone. This is the only city in our country that has confirmed sightings of Zika mosquitoes, so the mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. But there's a big protest movement that's developing this week. Residents are tired of being afraid of being exposed. No, they're going to protest the chemicals that are being sprayed from planes to kill the bugs. They fear that there's more harm to come from the chemicals. And this is another, if you'll pardon the pun, overkill on the part of the government. Of course, the spray is going to kill dogs, cats, birds. You know, who knows what it does to you? That's not to say be damned women who are pregnant, but yeah, at some point you got to figure out what's the most important thing, what's the for the greater good, if you will. Get it? Thank you. 21 past the hour. So
you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
At 24 minutes after the hour, Friday time, Doug with Victoria and Rich, and also Jimmy Fallon, who last night messed up Donald Trump's hair.
Donald, I want to ask you, because the next time I see you, you could be the President of the United States. I just wanted to know if there's something we could do that's just not presidential, really, or something that we can do now that we're just both civilians. Like
what? This is... I'm not liking the sound of this. Go ahead.
Can I mess your hair up?
The answer is yes, but the people in New Hampshire, where I'm going to be in about an hour from now, I hope they're going to understand. Go ahead with my hairspray.
How silly is this?
It looks really funny when it's done. These pictures are going to be everywhere today.
Of course they are.
That's funny. Yeah. Man, he looks like the Flock of Seagulls guy after it's done.
Yeah. How do you beat that? That's tough. Late night stuff. That's tough to beat.
Oh, that's going to be everywhere.
Of course. Meanwhile, Conan tries his best joking about a woman who's suing Chipotle.
A woman in Oregon who was hospitalized for E. coli after eating Chipotle is suing the company for free Chipotle. She says she doesn't want money. She wants more Chipotle. Yeah, it's all part of Oregon's right to die law.
He's the funniest at this point.
He is funny.
Actually, yeah. Now, here's Stephen Colbert joking about all the attention the candidates are getting.
And it's no surprise people are raising the health issue, because these are the two oldest candidates ever to square off in a presidential election, which means, of course, whoever wins, White House state dinners will now start at 4:30.
5 o'clock special. All right. Now, Nelly. It's getting hot in here. So Didn't Colbert have a joke about Nelly, actually, last night?
He apparently did a parody song.
Is that what this is?
No, this is Nelly's original song.
All right, here's Colbert trying to do Nelly.
Now, Nelly, I want to help you. So I went over your numbers with my accountant, Wendy. She was quite alarmed, and has got some advice for you. Please listen. Not a little bit of back tax.
Nelly owes $2.4 million in taxes, and there's a lien against his assets.
So
what he's talking about is that there is a
federal lien, then you're grieving.
That GoFundMe, it would be a some kind of a Instagram or something like that, Kickstarter. Where is this?
Yeah, it's his fans have decided to start a hashtag, so it's hashtag Hot in Here Streaming Party. And so what they want everyone to do, if you have Spotify or another music streaming service, they want everyone to just only play Nelly songs, which is a very big uphill climb because Nelly's only going to get 0.006 cents per stream.
So it'd have to get 400 million plays.
287 million times Nelly will have to be streamed.
This stuff has been pretty funny. This stuff with Colbert would exemplify. One of the fans tweeted, "We owe him. Nelly helped you awkwardly grind on your first girlfriend during the homecoming dance. You owe him." 28 past the hour.
A picture doesn't say 1,000 words. In fact, a picture doesn't even say one word. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You've heard the saying many times before, a picture says 1,000 words. But the reality is that a picture says no words at all. The words, if any are said about the picture, come from inside the observer, not the picture. It's the very reason why people have different reactions to pictures. A picture is what a picture is, but it's our view of that picture that creates the words to label what we see. When you understand that a picture only holds the words that your brain speaks, then you will see more clearly how your experience shapes your vision. And that is a huge step toward awareness. For more on perspective, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes, I do.
Friday again already. Spread your wings. Ready for a good weekend. 34 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden with some good news. This is good for convicted felons especially. Have a hard time finding, for all those of you who are convicted felons, that's a big segment of the audience here. Kind of like the people in Gitmo.
We used to get, when we were on in Joliet... We used to get calls
we
all the time
are still
from the prison.
On.
Yeah.
We're still on, Juliet.
We're calls on all the time from the prison. Yeah, they listen to us in the prison in Joliet.
Hey, boys. Hey.
We're the number one morning program in the Joliet prison.
Hip, hip, hooray. So those of you who are convicts out of jail, hard to find a job, ask Gordon Liddy, who had to go into the radio business in order to make a living, it can be hard to land a job. Even even if people have goodwill toward you. So there's a new employment agency in Maine that's focused just on putting felons back to work. You get an ex-con a job? I guess that's the idea here, right? That might keep them from going back to prison. So it seems to be working pretty well. Margot Walsh, who founded MaineWorks, has seen strong demand from construction companies, subcontractors, for the people that she has to put to work.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Revenues have almost doubled since she started her agency. She had some financial help from her sisters, and they got some funding from a bank, People's United Bank in Maine. She hires workers who others will not. Veterans reentering the workforce, immigrants, recovering drug abusers, and those who have nonviolent convictions. She finds them transportation to their job, helps them in getting affordable housing. She has had personal experience in this. The pain, the loss, the isolation, the indifference of being an addict, describes herself as a recovering alcoholic. Been sober for 18 years. Those are the kind of people who get this sort of thing and who do want to help. If they've made a success out of themselves, then more often than not, they want to help others to be a success. It's a very compassionate thing to do. Nobody mistakes Margot for a pushover. She checks up on her workers all the time, makes sure that they show up for work sober and on time. She has a 5-year plan. Have 50 workers in Maine and New Hampshire, 50 in the western U.S., like Colorado, those areas, put them to work. And she says that it will push revenues up to in the millions. Walsh's MaineWorks business model earned her the award for best small business in Maine this year, has inspired other organizations to do the same sort of thing in other places in our country. So here. For this agency and for Margot Walsh. There's something about being in Maine. I say this because I've known a lot of people who are maniacs. there's a lot of alcoholism, especially the further north you go in Maine. And maybe it stands to reason. It's kind of like all the alcoholics in Russia. It's cold. You go north of Bangor, and it's like a wasteland, man.
Got to stay warm somehow.
Oh, yeah, right.
And just the boredom.
Yeah,
right, I mean, exactly. That's never a good recipe.
Yeah. How many blueberries can you pick over the course of the summer? The deal. So good for her. Nice story.
Well, I think it's also great that I think it's San Antonio is doing a similar program, but the mayor of San Antonio, I think, said enough with he's taking homeless people, and they all have to do, you know, they have strict guidelines, and he gets them into housing, and then they have to be out working every day doing things, cleaning up public parks and all that stuff, but they get paid. I think they get $9 an hour, and it's, you know, I mean, it's, as Jennifer's always saying, it's not a handout, it's a help up.
Hand up.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I think it was the governor of New Mexico is doing the same thing, where he's trying to give homeless people work and pay them for it, and it's work that, you know, needs to be done around the state.
I mean, obviously the private sector doesn't want to hire them, so it's you know, it's great when the government will step in and hire them and get them a further, you know, give them a good step up to getting back to real life.
Now, you want to know who originated give people a hand up, not a hand out?
Yeah, where is that from? No, I don't.
The governor of Massachusetts, one William Weld.
Oh, okay.
That expression.
We and love our boy Bill Weld.
It was then taken by then-President William Jefferson Clinton, who used the same phrase when he took the same program that Weld had instituted in Massachusetts and made it the National Welfare Reform Act. And it was the Weld program in Massachusetts. And that's when they became friends. That was the first of four things that Clinton took from Weld that he did that worked in Massachusetts, and it became a federal thing. And between Bill Weld and Newt Gingrich, when Bill Clinton was president, he took more ideas from Republicans and made them his own than any other president in modern times. He would take all the Republicans and the idea bank and let's go to town with this one. And he got them all passed because he had a Republican legislature, I think, if I remember correctly.
He did, yes.
Yep.
So it doesn't sound like it's that hard.
It isn't that hard. It's
yeah. This is what America really wants. We want people working together.
And he's the last one who did it. That's why I say when people turn up their nose at me when I say Clinton was the last really intelligent president, he was, because he made his stuff work.
Hindsight is 20/20, but looking back at a Democratic president who steals all of the ideas of the Republicans and then claims them as his own, Republicans go, yeah, okay, fine, we'll take that.
Yeah, well, but they're not smart enough to do, well, they don't like the Democrats' ideas. That's why they don't take them, I guess, as much as anything else. But yeah, it's a pretty good lesson. Speaking of lessons and stupid things that get done by politicians and bureaucrats, a couple of more of those militants that were released from Gitmo this year, guess where they've shown up? You'll all be, I'm sure, you're shocked. And not only the ones released by Obama, but the ones released by Bush. These detainees have, let's see here, 113, according to this report released yesterday, of the 532 detainees released by Bush and Obama have returned to fighting. How about that?
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Anyway, looking at the list of things from Talkers Magazine this week, I was sort of surprised that, and maybe you could, this goes into one of a bigger kettle of fish, but the Colin Powell hack. And what came out of that? I think that was one of the least focused on, but yet sort of an important story in a way. Hillary Clinton said she had sympathy for Powell because of all of his emails that became public, because that's what happened to her. And were they embarrassing? I didn't think they were. I thought they were pretty much spot on. Frankly, I'd maybe be expressing myself the same way. Anyway. Powell doesn't like Bill Clinton. That was clear in those emails. He didn't like Donald Trump, but he really doesn't like Bill Clinton. I can't say on the air what he said about Bill Clinton, because it has to do with a certain word that's used to apply to a certain part of the male anatomy.
I think we got you.
You got it?
Yeah, thank you.
Nose?
Yeah. Yes, right. It's his nose. The nose. 43 past the hour. The pipeline protest. Say that again, Doug, with... excuse me. Where's my voice going? Hold on a second, boys and girls. I'll figure this out, and then we'll talk about the pipeline protest in a moment here.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaikinPoints for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stack up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen. Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
47 past the hour, three human rights groups this week have urged the president to pardon Edward Snowden just before the movie comes out that Oliver Stone has directed. You'll recall that Snowden was the intelligence contractor who leaked the secret documents about national security surveillance. He's living in Russia now as a fugitive. Start of the campaign coincides with the movie, which a lot of people will see this weekend. I will see this weekend. The campaign's called Pardon Snowden. And so the debate continues as to whether or not Snowden should be praised. Let's see here. The American Civil Liberties Union, Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International have, among others, started a petition signed by lots of technology people, a lot of law professionals, a lot of celebrities. Snowden appeared by remote video link at a press conference thanking the people who organized this. I'm for it. I don't think he should be a fugitive. I think he did everybody a favor. And anybody who's got any common sense agrees with that.
But if he came back to the States, he would have to be brought up on some sort of charges. I mean, why would Chelsea Manning be in jail and Snowden, of all people, isn't?
Chelsea Manning shouldn't be in jail.
When you just wholesale steal information from the government and release it, you should go to jail.
He didn't steal it from the government.
Sure he did. Where do you think he got it? You think he went down to Safeway and bought it?
He got it from Chelsea Manning. He didn't steal it from the government.
Okay, so then he released stolen property from the government and information. Now, whistleblower and thief are two different things. He did a wholesale, bam, here's 10 tons of information. I don't know what's good, what's not. I'm just going to release it all. That you go to jail for. But if you go, you know what, this particular thing right here isn't right. Or if he had gone through the information and said, you know what, this isn't right and something needs to be done about it, then you're right. I think the guy's a hero. And so some aspects of what he released, he's a hero and he did us a favor. Others, not so much.
Well, I think what he did was far better for us as a country than not. We have way too much going on in this country, way too much, too many sophisticated things that are being done to hoodwink the American people. 10 minutes before the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Tech Talk time and a list of the top five technology items for this week. That's our job here. My job is to be the big voice announcer. Victoria Keelan's job is to actually give you the meat behind the story. So at number five, we focus on Apple. Take a bite out of the Big Apple, or small apple, or medium-sized apple. Let's go, Victoria. Where are we going with this?
Well, it's kind of a no Apple at this point. Apple hit the brakes this week on self-driving cars. And, you know, for the last, it must at least be a year, they've been talking about doing this. And now it looks like they are slowly backing away from that plan. They're no longer going to produce their own self-driving car. Of course, Tesla has had a lot of headlines that aren't so positive, but Tesla's moving forward with improving on their software. So it looks like now Apple is just going to do the software component and then maybe sell that to other car companies. I think Volvo had said they want to have a self-driving car. Ford has talked about it by 2020, and I think Volkswagen, too. They're also talking about it. So Apple, I think this is probably a smart move for them to not have to do their own full car and just stick to the software, which is what they're probably best at.
Yep, it is what they're best at. Well, who am I? Am I a technology expert? Maybe not, but that sounds, I'll give that a thumb up. Number four this week on the top five tech list.
Well, speaking of thumbs up and down, people gave Facebook a big thumbs down this week after switching from the algorithm to, or from a human to the algorithm for their trending news. Now, after 9/11, they had some conspiracy theories that were posted as actual news stories. A lot of people got offended. It's obviously still a very sensitive topic with a lot of people. And when that stuff started hitting in the trending news section of Facebook this week, now people are demanding that a human comes back and isn't going to be in charge once again of what's trending on Facebook. So Facebook is, they're trying to figure out what they should do.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been
So it's like they are trying to figure out how to keep up with all the rest of the competitors, if you will. Okay, so we had Apple, and then we had Facebook. Let's go back to Apple for number three.
Well, the iOS 10 finally landed this week. We had the new iPhone 7, of course, which comes preloaded with iOS 10. And now if you are a current Apple user, desktop or any other software, you can now download the iOS 10. And there's some really good updates with it. Apple Maps is no longer a joke, apparently, which it was in the beginning. And if you have an iPhone, you can finally delete the apps that are preloaded when you buy it, especially ones like Compass and Stocks, Reminders, and the Apple Watch app if you don't have an Apple Watch, which makes a lot of sense that you could finally delete those.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it certainly does. Number two this week in the list of top five tech stories.
The Seattle Times did an investigation earlier this week on LinkedIn, and it turns out LinkedIn has kind of a sexist algorithm, if that's even possible for a computer to be sexist. But they say that when you went on LinkedIn this week, apparently they did fix this very quietly, but if you typed in Stephanie Williams, and that was a name you wanted to link up with, you would only get Stephen Williams as a result. And the interesting thing about that is every time you typed in a woman's name, it would automatically suggest that you had a male name instead. So if you wanted to search for Danielle, it would only give you Daniel. And it keeps trying to auto-correct you as you go through. And so now the BBC reported this week that they have changed their algorithm and it will no longer suggest any other names. So if you go in and just type in anybody's name, it's not going to try to tell you what to do anymore. So LinkedIn is less sexist a little bit this week.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting thing. If you're trying to find someone, it's very frustrating. Autocorrect, as we all know in our lives, autocorrect is very, very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And to have LinkedIn try to force the issue on you, it's not a good thing.
Number one this week in technology.
This is a big story for Twitter. Twitter is about to get a lot longer. Starting Monday, the 19th, the 140-character limit of Twitter is no longer going to be infringed upon if you add any other media. So if you have any GIFs or photos, video links that you want to share, if you want to quote another person's tweet, it no longer cuts into what you're allowed to now do as an original 140-character tweet. So it makes life a lot easier on Twitter. This has been a big, big complaint for Twitter users for a really long time. And I don't know what took them so long, but we finally got Twitter to listen to us. So now 140 characters plus all the media you want to post.
Right. All the media that's fit to post right there. All right, thank you. That was a good job. Victoria Keelan with the top five list. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.